I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A sad and familiar ceremony this morning at the World Trade Center, where the names of the hundreds of victims of the terror attacks were read aloud. Today marks 18 years. Our Juliet Papa spoke with some of the family members.
Tom McGowan lost his wife, Stacy, who worked at Sandler O'Neill in Tower 2. He held a bouquet of roses that he was giving to his daughter because...
My oldest daughter's reading today, which is very nice.
That's special.
Very special, yes. Feels wonderful. You know, I mean, the city looks great. They should be very proud of the way they handled it since day one. And always come back and see some friends. So it's, you know, but it's, you know, it's always a tough day.
His daughter was 5 years old when her mother died. But Tom says she and her sister stay strong for each other. And they also want to stay strong in their mother's memory. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds at the memorial site.
Deborah Epps was among the readers today. Her brother Christopher died at the Trade Center, and she took note of the evolving face of terrorism and the lack of resolve to do something about it.
This country in 18 years, you would think that have made changes to bring us to more peace. However, gun violence is on the rampant. And I hope today that legislation continues to move forward and banning guns and getting them out of the hands of innocent individuals.
The Cantor Fitzgerald investment firm lost hundreds of people on 9/11. Its offices were high up in one of the towers. Since then, it honors those who died by raising money for charities throughout the world, and lots of people help out.
Charity Day is Cantor Fitzgerald's way of turning this tragic day into a day of positivity and hope and helping others. Celebrities like model Carol Alt assisting traders on the phones, raising millions.
We can't bring back those we lost, but let's, in their memory, do something really great, really positive, really happy, and really fun. I appreciate you being here. It's people like you who spread this message. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Cantor's Edie Lutnick addressing her group.
Moment of silence, please, for our 658 and those we lost. Now let's go forward and make a lot of money so that we can do a lot of good in the world in their name.
100% of Cantor Fitzgerald's global revenue on this day, every penny goes to charity. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds at Cantor here on Park Avenue.
We have an archive of our 9/11 coverage from 18 years ago, and you can explore it at 1010winds.com. New developments today on the vaping front.
We have a problem in our country. It's a new problem. It's a problem that nobody really thought about too much a few years ago, and it's called vaping, especially vaping as it pertains to innocent children.
President Trump says his administration will propose a ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the FDA is coming up with guidelines. In New Jersey, State Senate President Stephen Sweeney says he's considering proposing legislation to ban all e-cigs. Governor Murphy says he's considering all options. Earlier this week, Governor Cuomo said he'd like to see New York ban flavored e-cigarettes. Overnight came word of a sixth death related to vaping, a 50-year-old Kansas resident who had underlying health issues. There's some new information on the days leading up to Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. According to Justice Department documents obtained by muckrock.com, Epstein was deemed to have mental concerns and suicidal tendencies following his arrest on sex trafficking charges on July 8th. Epstein was found hanging in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan a little more than a month later. Some lucky commuters were treated to brand new rail cars on the LIRR this morning. These are the first new cars in nearly 20 years. They debuted on the M9 train between Huntington and Hunters Point Avenue. And the train will have other runs throughout the day on the Hempstead and Babylon lines. More than 200 new cars will ultimately be put into service between now and March of 2021.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.